This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Both houses of Parliament witnessed continued disruption on the fourth consecutive day of the winter session today. The Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha were adjourned for the day due to protests by opposition over various issues, including alleged bribery charges against a prominent business group. In the Rajya Sabha, when the House met this morning, Chairman Jagdeep Dhankhar rejected the adjournment notices moved by the members of opposition parties demanding discussion on alleged bribery charges against a prominent business group and other issues. Mr. Dhankhar said Rule 267 is being weaponized as a mechanism for disruption of the proceedings of the House. Expressing anguish over the continued disruption, the chairman said the protesting members have set a very bad precedent and the House is not rising up to the expectations of the people. He said people are ridiculing the actions of the members and termed it as not people-centric. He said the members have become a laughing stock and added that the loss of time and opportunity by not having question hour has given enormous setbacks to the people at large. Amid the din, the chairman adjourned the House for the day. In the Lok Sabha, opposition MPs from the Congress, DMK, Samajwadi Party and others started sloganeering as the session began. Despite Speaker Om Birla's appeals to allow the question hour to proceed smoothly, the ruckus continued. He said people of the country want the House to run smoothly and have expressed concern over the continued disruption. As pandemonium continued, the Speaker adjourned the House till 12 noon. When the House met at 12 noon, there was no change in the scenario in the House. Opposition members continued their protest in spite of the Speaker's repeated requests for order in the House. Amid the din, the chairman adjourned the House for the day. Both houses will now meet on the 2nd of next month. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate the All India Directors General and Inspectors General of Police Conference at Bhubaneswar in Odisha this afternoon. The three-day conference will provide an interactive platform for senior police professionals and security administrators in the country to discuss and debate diverse national security-related issues. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend the conference from tomorrow. The Prime Minister's office said in a statement that Mr. Modi has always demonstrated a deep interest in the conference, encouraging an environment of open and informal discussions, allowing for emergence of new ideas. Besides, the conference will also be attended by key dignitaries, including National Security Advisor Ajit Doval and Principal Secretary to Prime Minister P.K. Mishra, among others. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a three-day visit to Odisha beginning today to attend various programs. Mr. Modi will reach Bhubaneswar this evening, soon after his arrival. The Prime Minister will address a public meeting near the Biju Patnaik International Airport and then participate in a roadshow from the airport to Raj Bhavan. Deputy Chairman of the Rajya Sabha, Harivansh, will deliver Akashvani's prestigious annual Dr. Rajendra Prasad Memorial Lecture today. The topic of the lecture is Vaishvik Kshitij Par Bharat Ki Badhti Bhumika, that is India's growing role on the global stage. The lecture will take place at Rang Bhavan in Akashvani premises and is broadcast annually on the 3rd of December to mark the birth anniversary of India's first president, Dr. Rajendra Prasad. The event will be attended by Prasar Bharati Chairman Navneet Sehgal, CEO Gaurav Dwivedi and other senior officials. The Bangladesh government has clarified that no discussions have been held to ban the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, ISKCON, in the country. Saida Rizwana Hassan, advisor for Environment, Forest and Climate Change in the interim government, made the statement during a press briefing in Dhaka yesterday. On the arrest of Hindu leader Chinmoy Krishnadas Brahmachari, Ms. Rizwana said he was arrested based on specific allegations and is currently under trial. In a well-coordinated operation, the Indian Navy, in collaboration with the Sri Lankan Navy, successfully seized approximately 500 kilograms of narcotics, identified as crystal meth, from two fishing boats in the Arabian Sea today. The two boats, along with crew and seized narcotics, have been handed over to Sri Lankan authorities for further legal action. And with that, we end this news bulletin.